baby, cause you're so fine. I'm loving you, baby, no matter what you do. Yeah, you call my name and I'll be there. I'm loving you, baby, just any old word. I'm loving you, baby, cause you're my lover, darling.
Further than real and rock with
sweet, sweet
Slick Rick, ladies and gentlemen, and that we are here to present tonight, Slick Rick the Ruler and MC Ricky D doing their smash hit Mona Lisa, you know, like the picture. Anyway, I'd like to take this time out to bow before His Divine Majesty. Holy Majesty, can I kiss your hand?
Enough. Come, Your Highness. They await you.
Well, it was one of those days,
not much to do.
I was chilling downtown
with my old school crew.
I went into a store
to buy a slice of pizza.
I bumped into a girl.
Her name was Mona. What?
Mona Lisa.
What?
Mona Lisa. So many.
You know what I'm saying? So I said,
excuse me then.
My gosh, you look nice.
Put away your money.
I'll buy that slice.
She said, thanks, I'd rather a slice of you.
I'm just kidding, but that's awfully nice of you.
The compliment showed she had a mind in her. And when I smiled, I almost blinded her.
She said, great Scott, are you a thief? Seems like you have a mouthful of gold teeth.
Ha ha ha, I had to find that funny. So I said, no child, I work hard for the money. And calling me a thief, please, don't even try
right?
it. Said, I need your slice of pizza and be quiet. She almost got cut short.
You know, scissor.
She tried to disrespect who?
The Grand Wizard.
Me?
What's your name, sir?
MC Ricky D, but not to be so harsh, I said to Mona Lee.
Hey. Oh, I'm sorry, and I know that's low class.
Please sit, yeah. Tell me a little about your past.
She said, well, I got courage, and I don't like courage.
Uh-huh.
I've never been to college, but I've got crazy knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Over 18, and my eyes are green.
Uh-huh.
I wear more gold than that man on 18.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Trim, slim, and I'm also light skin. Best believe Mona's a virgin.
A virgin?
Honey needed a slap.
She tried to tell me she's a virgin.
With a yay white gap.
I said, it don't matter, see, I'm not picky.
What?
Let me spell my name out for you, it's Ricky.
Yeah.
Ravishing,
impressive,
courageous or careless.
Yeah.
For the Kangos which I've got that I wear every day.
And why?
Why not?
Suffice not right that I recite tonight.
Quite polite like Walter Cronkite.
Well, just about then, Trevor, my friend, came in. He said,
hey, Rick, don't you know playing with these snakes is a sin?
He grabbed me by my shirt and pulled me right out the store, he said.
I don't want to see you playing with these lowlights no more. Now come along, we have a party to attend with some real mature women and some more of our friends.
He held down a cab and he waited for a minute, and as the cab came, he thrusted me in it. And as we were leaving, ain't dallying no long, I could hear a melody as Mona sang a song.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry, each time you walk on by, walk on by, foolish pride. That's all that I have left, so let me hide the pain and the hurt that you gave me when you said goodbye. Walk on by. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, free-formed radio. Hello, my lovelies. Hello, my beautifuls. Whoo, wow. So that was a Slick Rick with Mona Lisa. Yeah, you like that? You like how he put in the Nat King Cole and then the Oh, my God. Why can't I remember her name? Oh, but you know what I'm talking about. Names. I need a reversible reverse to remember. Well, I don't know what I'm talking about, but I need something to reverse, not remembering names. Anyway, it's called ginkgo biloba, green tea, probably some natural herbs. Anyways, so basically, you know, if you're just tuning in, this is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, free-formed radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlin. I'm the Boston psychic medium. Freaking medium. Like I said, freaking. Oh my God, remember? Remember Ramiro from like 91.5, the freaking Puerto Rican? Oh my God, that's hilarious. Anyways, I just remember that. So, getting back on track, why we are playing Chuck Berry. It's intense. So, okay, let's do a recap last week. So last week, we had a cute little show. Okay, it was cute as hell, you know. And so, just kidding. And so, you know, I had some Pink Floyd lined up because Pink Floyd was in my dreams. And so that's what was going on. So I, on my way here, I actually came here early, thank God. Because I came here early, I was actually able to write down exactly the magical thing that happened. So I pulled over to, I pulled over to eat my snacks. I did. So when I pulled over, there was a library. There was an outside library. And so... So outside of the library was Chuck Berry. Was a book. It was all these different books. And then Wolfen was the name of one of the books. Now the name of the book was legit, had to do with a wolf dreamcatcher that I took a picture of before I saw the book Wolfen, because it was themed around shamanic journeying and seeing our spirit animals and seeing our spirit team. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna take a picture of this beautiful dreamcatcher with the wolf in it. And I pulled over, and guess what? The book said Wolfen. So next to it was a book that set with the author's last name was Berry, and the book title was called Chick Magnet. So it was spelt, and it looked like Chuck, because it was written in cursive. It was the only thing written in cursive. It was funny because I made a painting that said Chuck Berry, and it looked like it says Chick, and it looks like I spelt it wrong, and it looked like it says Chick instead of Chuck, which I thought was funny. So anyways, but it was literally spelt the same way that I painted it. So... on this book, it says Barry and then Chick, and it looks, and Chick is in cursive and Barry is B-A-R-R-Y. So I was like, oh my goodness. I was just like, oh Lord. I was like, this is interesting. And I was just like, okay. So I kept this in mind. The next day, I helped to do sound for this band, this rockabilly band, and guess what they did? They did a cover of Chuck Berry. How often is it that the very next day, so we never get rockabilly bands, really? Not that we don't get them. I haven't. It was the first time that I've been working on the town since July that I did sound for a rockabilly band, and they do a cover of Chuck Berry. Not only that, I look at the date. So the day that I did this, I found the book, was March 19th. Chuck Berry's passing was March 18th, 2017. Yeah, isn't this crazy? So this was connected to last week. And then last week I ended up mixing Pink Floyd with some hip hop. And I mixed the Pink Floyd with, not only did I mix the Pink Floyd with hip hop, you know, I mixed it with the shamanic drumming because that's exactly what Spirit was suggesting. They were like, let's do some shamanic drum, let's do the remix of the shamanic drumming. But I think they really wanted me pushing me to do more mixing it with the Pink Floyd. So it was Del the Funk Homo Sapien. And of course, you know, I mixed it with this. And so it was intense. It was a really great show. It was, you know, somebody told me they heard me on the radio and they were just like, yeah, it was really interesting. And I was like, yeah, the whole point was, you know, to expand your consciousness with a new type of sound and to mix those two together. It was really cool. So for Chuck Berry to come through so strong like this and have me pull over to see the evidence of the fact that he's talking to me is really cool. And so right now, here we are, and I'm playing, and on my way here, there's like, again, I saw a license plate that literally said the word health on it. And now there's some synchronicities where I pulled the angel card and it's saying, thank you for helping us. And oh no, it's saying, thank you for preparing my soulmate and me for love and for giving us the motivation to make healthful life changes and for arranging for us to meet. And this card fell out of the deck. I did not pick it out. It fell out of the deck. So there's already messages coming in here. And I can't wait to hear what Chuck has to say at the end of the show. I can't wait to hear what his spirit wants to tell me. So this has been very, very exciting, I would say. To say, you know, it's always exciting here. It's never a dull moment. It really never is, because everything is a surprise. Everything's brand new here. Nothing is planned and everything is so spontaneous. So this is really cool and I can't wait. So, so much magic happening in the air. So much. So much good things. So let's stay connected to spirit. Let's stay connected to this, because there's a lot of really interesting things that are happening and that's going on. So the surprises, it's like Christmas. You just open up a gift and you never know what you're gonna get. So here's some more Chuck Berry, Sweet Little 16, and 7:40, 7:45, we're gonna go into the messages and see what they wanted to say. Love you so much.
They're really rocking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis and down in New Orleans, all the cats gonna dance with Sweet Little 16. Sweet Little 16, she just got to have about a half a million a famed autographs. Her wallet filled with pictures, she gets them one by one. Becomes so excited, watch her look at her run, boy. Oh, mommy, mommy, please may I go? It's such a sight to see somebody steal the show. Oh, daddy, daddy, I beg of you, whisper to mommy, it's all right with you. 'Cause they'll be rocking on bandstand in Philadelphia, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, around the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis, way down in New Orleans, all the cats wanna dance with Sweet Little 16. Little 16, She's got the grown-up blues. Tight dresses and lipstick. She's sporting high-heel shoes. Oh, but tomorrow morning she'll have to change her trend and be sweet 16 and back in class again. But they'll be rocking in Boston, Pittsburgh, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, and round the Frisco Bay.
Jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing a fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. I got the rocking pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues. Caught the rolling off the rider sitting down at a rhythm review. I roll over Beethoven, they're rocking in 2x2. Well, if you feel it and like it, go get your lover, then reel and rock it. Roll it over, then move on up just a trifle further, then reel and rock with. Run another, roll over Beethoven, dig these rhythm and blues. Tell Tchaikovsky the news. You know she wiggle like a glowworm, dance like a spinning top. She got a crazy partner, you ought to see him reel and rock. Long as she got a dime, the music won't never stop. I roll over Beethoven. Don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never ever let you go. Oh, I love you all so much. Oh, you can dance, go and carry on till the night is gone and it's time to go. If he asks, if you're all alone, can he take you home? You must tell him no.
Now, let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to Trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
Yo, way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal. When you say it's over, damn all these beautiful girls. They only wanna do you dirt. They'll have you suicidal, suicidal. When they say it's over. Started at the park, used to chill after dark. Ooh, when you took my heart, that's when we fell apart. Cause we both thought that love lasts forever.
Lasts forever.
They say we too young to get ourselves sprung. Ooh, we didn't care, we made it very clear. And they also said that we couldn't last together.
Last together.
See, it's very divine, you're one of a kind. But you mash up my mind, you have to get declined. Oh Lord, my baby is driving me crazy. You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal. When you say it's over. In 99, watching movies all the time. Ooh, and I went away for doing my first crime. And I never thought that we was gonna see each other.
See each other.
And then I came out, mommy moved me down south. Ooh, I ain't with my girl who I thought was my world. It came out to be that she wasn't the girl for me.
Girl for me.
See, it's very divine, you're one of a kind. But you mash up my mind, you have to get declined. Oh Lord, my baby is driving me crazy. You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal. When you say it's over. Fussing and now we're fighting. Please tell me why I'm feeling slighted. And I don't know how to make it better.
Make it better.
You're dating other guys, you're telling me lies. Oh, I can't believe what I'm seeing with my eyes. I'm losing my mind and I don't think it's clever.
Think it's clever.
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal. When you say it's over, damn all these beautiful girls,
suicidal, suicidal.
Hello, hello, hello. We are here and we are clear, making it clear, making it clear. Some Jerry Lee Lewis and Sean Kingston. We're still kicking it with the Chuck Berry. Whoa. Life is good. Life is copacetic. I'm loving this energy. It feels good, you know. I think I'm just going to chillax with the music and chillax with the, I was going to pull vinyl. But I don't know. I don't want to mess up the vibe. I mean, I know I'm not going to mess up the vibe. Yeah, there's never messing the vibe up, but I've been flowing. Like, there's something that's just very perfect right now, and there's something that feels very good right now, and I just like the flow of this. And sometimes we don't know what to expect. And isn't that the best part about life, is when we remove our expectations? We're not really sure why they want us to do certain things or why they're coming through, when they're coming through. I've talked and communicated with Chuck Berry Spirit a lot in the past, and sorry, I got a little choked up there. And we never know exactly at what point why it's important to share this music, why now, what the connection is, why did you go out of your way to pull me over so I can play this music and acknowledge you and communicate. And the thing about it is that Chuck Berry, like, if Chuck Berry did not exist, the Beach Boys would not exist. And that's a fact. The Beach Boys sound would not have been established the way it was. And so, you know, I really do need to thank Chuck Berry for my favorite band existing. Chuck Berry was the backbone of the Beach Boys sound. You've got to understand that. I mean, yes, Brian definitely evolved into his own, but it was such a huge inspiration. Even in Brian evolving into his own, Chuck Berry was like a root of the Beach Boys sound. Even Pet Sounds probably would have not existed. The Smile album would have not existed without Chuck Berry. So a lot of homage and a lot of paying thanks to Chuck Berry, I feel like, is happening. Because honestly, you know, I don't know, you know, Beach Boys are my absolute favorite band. And, you know, everything that they did in the beginning on the Surfin' USA album, there's so much. Similarities to a point where I know Chuck Berry definitely sued them. Oh God, yeah, they were definitely sued. But, you know, it's whatever. You know, you want to make an omelet, you got to break some eggs. Just kidding. I mean, back then, record companies did have a lot of say over, you know, what was going out, what wasn't going out, and you know, having, and it makes sense having a white version of Chuck Berry for the music records. They definitely needed that back in the 50s and the 60s, you know. So we're not going to get into that darkness, but I mean, it's good we can laugh about it and be light, actually, with these such heavy matters. And I could actually just appreciate the fact that, okay, yeah, they, like, I mean, Surfin' USA sounds exactly like Sweet 16, but at the same time, I would not be able to enjoy my favorite band if Chuck Berry did not sacrifice his energy for that. So thank you. Thank you, beautiful infinite spirit. Thank you so much. So enough of that. It is all about appreciation. It is all about love. It is all about taking care of ourselves. It is all about health today. There's a strong emphasis on health, you know, the license plate I saw. So let's continue with some more awesome music. And I feel like playing this music is a part of our natural health. Speaking of natural health, here's some funniness. Here's Chuck Berry's My Ding-a-ling. I hope you enjoy this. Oh, Lord, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFM Bedford Times Freeform Radio.
When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging. was my ding-a-ling-a-ling, oh my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. I wanna play with my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. I wanna play with my ding-a-ling. When mama took me to Sunday school and tried to teach me the golden rule, every time the choir would sing, I'd sit there.
For so long, but now you say we're through. The love we shared is just a memory. I have built a ship of dreams and planned them all for you. But I gotta guess what it is to be, my dear, will be. I'll sail my ship alone with all the dreams I own. Out across the ocean blue, I'll sail my ship alone with all the dreams I own. And when it starts to sink, and I'll blame you. Hear my SOS. Maybe you would come back home, my darling, if you knew much my aching heart is in distress. Well, I sail my ship along with all the dreams I own, adrift in the hollow across the ocean blue. I sail my ship along with all the dreams I own, and when it starts the sinking, I'll blame you.
We'll omit it. If it's a rocker, that'll get it. And if it's good, she'll admit it. Come on, Queenie, let's get with it. Go, 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 little Queenie. Go, 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 little Queenie. Go, 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 little Queenie. Let's get it.
You have it. You're listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, free formed radio. Whoo! So that was quite the list of the Chuck. We had a bunch of Chuck Berry. We had some hip hop in there, mixed that in, and then we had a bunch of other artists like Jerry Lee and Eddie Cochran. We just had some bunch of rockabilly there. So it was a rockabilly Chuck Berry hip-hop party. And I'm glad to be able to put that together. You know, Spirit asks, so I deliver. That's just basically how it goes. Spirit will ask, and I will definitely deliver. So now it's time for the portion of our show to get to the messages, to get to see what's going on here, what Spirit wants me to talk about, what Chuck Berry, what his spirit wants to talk about, why we're playing these particular things. And I forgot to mention last time, you know, we had, so if you're just joining me right now, we're playing Chuck Berry because we had a whole series of events happen. So long story short, last time I was here on my way to the radio show, I pulled over and there was a cute library, and I didn't pull over for the library. I pulled over to eat my snacks because I was freaking hungry. So anyway, so lo and behold, when I pull over, I look up and there's the there's a little library outside. So I was like, there's no way. There's just no way that I'm not going to take a look into it. I love books, so there's no way I'm not going to look. And of course, the synchronicity, beyond synchronicities, on top of synchronicities, it was like an inception, basically. It related to the current show I was doing. I found a book with this message of spirit. Then the second book had the words. They weren't together, Chuck Berry, but, you know, they had the author was named Berry, and then they had a title, Chick Magnet, and it looked like the word Chuck. So I put it together, and it said, oh, that looks like Chuck Berry. And literally a painting I made, I spelt Chuck the same way it was spelt on the book. And it looks like I wrote Chick Berry. And so what was interesting about it, the similarities. And not only that, the day after I look at the date. Oh, literally the next day. So I kept it in mind. I was like, that's definitely Chuck Berry. I was like, it's definitely. So the confirmation happened when there was a band that came in the next day when I was helping to do sound. And it was a rockabilly band. And that rockabilly band was basically, they covered Maybelline by Chuck Berry. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is crazy. So, and then I look at the date of when I found the book. It was literally a day after his passing date, March. So his passing date is March 18th, 2017. And I found it March 19th, last month. So yeah, it was pretty cool. It was pretty awesome. And then I had a dream. I was freestyling and it was like hip hop music. And so I was just like, okay, Spirit definitely wants me to play some hip hop mixed with it. It's a rockabilly hip hop day. So we're getting, you know, it's more in the norm, social norm, to mix hip hop, I feel like, in country together. It's really out there. I've been doing this for a while here, for many years on this show. It's finally kind of coming to the mainstream. So anything mixed with hip, like the hip hop in the country, it's very big right now. So it's very interesting how everyone's caught on now. Anyways, While I was driving here, we got another message. There was the word health on a license plate. So let's go into this, Spirit. Why do you have us see the license plate health? Okay. Because of the retrograde coming in, everything that's coming in right now, this is a very high... The energy is very high. It's an Aries. So if you know an Aries and you know what Aries is about, Aries is very active. Aries are usually people who are... they're usually athletes. A lot of them, they're fighters, they're athletes, they're very physical. Aries are very physical. So this makes so much sense why there's a lot of attention that wants to be brought to our body temples right now. A lot of attention that wants to be brought to our body and healing. Spirit is coming in right now too, because, and that's exactly why we came in with the meditation, and we came in to ask for further health. We came to ask, how can we be healed? Where do I need to be healed? And this is exactly, you know, what came across. Like, okay, how can I be healed, Spirit? What needs to be healed within me? And, you know, it comes out, and we come out here, and it's like, okay, health, wealth, all this beautiful stuff that is happening with us, that is right here. And so coming to the core of our infinite nature and having this be the energy of Aries and really, really paying attention. Spirit is coming in and saying, it's time to pay attention to your body temple. It's really time to pay attention to what your body's telling you. So we need to start looking at our bodies as guides as well. I mean, Spirit is definitely a huge guide when we see signs, but we also need to look at our body as signs. Sometimes when our body kind of, when we're either we're sick or something happens or we're prevented from doing something because we are not physically able to, that it's not always negative. Sometimes that is your body telling you to make decisions. It's sometimes it's your body telling you to say yes to something. Sometimes it's your body telling you to say no to something. Sometimes something wants to be birthed from the creation of your energy. And so sometimes our bodies are signals. So if something's going on with your body, whether it's good or bad, whatever it is, pay attention to it. Pay attention to what it's trying to tell you. Pay attention to every aspect of your body. You know, in learning Reiki, we understand a lot of healing. There is an emotional root to certain things that are distorted. Like, for, you know, for instance, there's a lot of, sometimes there can be with, for your feet, for instance, that's, you know, your root and your grounding. And if something's going on with your feet, something's needed with your grounding. Something's needed with being grounded. Something's telling you, you need to ground yourself. You know, something's going on with your throat. Something's telling you, you need more clarity in what you're communicating. You need to speak up more. You need to speak your truth more. You need more expression. So if there's a lot of activity happening in your throat, it definitely is a sign that you need more assistance with speaking your truth. You know, and if you're having stomach issues, you know, there's your confidence, there's your security. What are you feeling? Where's your insecurities? Healing, helping to heal your insecurities. There's your, you know, your power. That's your powerhouse. That's your strength. Where are you feeling weak in that area? Where do you need more confidence? So it's really a good time to understand your body and to pay attention to your body. Feel it and be one with it. Your body is so beautiful. Your body is beautiful. Just a beautiful universe that just takes care of you. So loyal. And so it's really good right now for you to be able to connect, you know, and basically also talking to your body. Your body hears everything you tell it, you know, so, and it feels and it hears everything that you're thinking. And sometimes it's so hard. We're so programmed. We're so hard on ourselves with our body because of the media and the new and everything that we are being told, because other people are having a hard time with their body. So they project and start hurling negativity to our body, and nothing's ever going to be perfect, nothing. So we need to start really loving our body. I'm really getting a message of there needs to be a lot more self-love, not just talking, telling it. We need to really start feeling it and looking and changing the way we see our body and really seeing the benefit of how we are alive and the miracle of this universe, this beautiful universe inside of us that is keeping us alive every day, that is protecting us, that is healing us. Just look at how magnificent everything is going on. Everything to your skin, to your smell and your senses and your hands. You can pick things up and you can walk and get from one place. These little things we take for granted really are connected with our body. These little things. And I know being on my journey and my fitness journey, I've been through that and really understanding what happens when we take our bodies for granted and really being able to be so grateful I can have another chance. And so many people have gone through this, and whether it's injuries, whether it's sickness, to be able to heal and bounce back from something, whether it's terminal, whether it's mild, whether it's, you know, how seriousness to the degree of what you've experienced. You're here and you're alive right now. So give thanks to this beautiful body. Mwah, I love you, body. Thank you for just keeping me intact and healthy. So thank you. Okay, now let's go on to some Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry, what's going on with you? What you gonna say? What you wanna know? You got some, it's your time. It's your spotlight. What's going on? There's a lot going on right now, and I'm hearing the words cultivating that lifestyle of love starts with the giving. And everything that I was talking about with how, because of his genre and what he created, Beach Boys were birthed. And he's starting to really realize that importance, and he's starting to really realize how important that was, even though he was very angry. I'd be very angry too if someone stole my stuff, my style, and completely ripped my stuff off. But besides the joking, he's saying that he understands now. He totally understands the significance. He understands what it means to share the energy that we have, share and give that to the world, because that's what it's for. Our gifts are here to give. Everything that we do, everything that we have, we like to tend to believe they belong to us. We like to tend to believe our creations are ours and ours alone. The reality is that they come from a source that everybody is a part of. And so when our individual self taps into that source, it's become shared, and it becomes a reminder to people of what is already a part of them. So the infinite nature of love starts with the giving. And it really, and then, but really the giving to yourself. That's what it is. That's why he's saying that love for your books and being able to not be distracted, and while you're driving, and to have the courtesy to pull over, that led you to that place where you could find my book and you could find me, and you could find that your love for reading helped me find Chuck Berry's name in the books and to decode the spirit. So when we're starting from a place of love, we start with everything. We start with basically solving mysteries. When you're resonating in love, it starts with the mysteries. It starts with the most beautiful birthing of something so spectacular that you couldn't possibly imagine. And that's exactly what happened. I couldn't possibly imagine that I would drive a pullover and find Chuck Berry's name and know that that was the passing date. So that love, he just really is here to express love. A lot of love for me, a lot of love for you, a lot of love for everybody listening. This timeless music of rock and roll, what he wants to give you, he just wants to be here to say that he's here. He actually does not have any specific words of wisdom except, I'm here and I love you. I'm here and I love this show. I'm here and I just want to be seen. I mean, how pure is this? How pure is that to have? And I'm just so grateful that that's how simple it is. And I need to be reminded, and Chuck is helping to remind me that sometimes spirit isn't here to give us information all the time. They're just here to love us. That's it. Oh my God. I always end up crying. It's just so pure. Just that's all. He really just wanted to give love and be here and say I'm here and I love all of you and I'm so glad you're enjoying my music. And I did what I needed to do, knowing that my music is still being shared and my spirit is being communicated. And I can still communicate this love to all of you. Oh my God, this is so beautiful. How short and sweet. So it is 7:55. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Not really, but it's beautiful and emotional. It's love. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite. This has been a beautiful Paranormal Playground Sounds episode. Please stay tuned next week. I can't wait to see the fun and excitement that's going on. And thank you so much, Chuck Berry, for blessing us today and just coming by and telling us how much you loved us. And that's it. That's all. You just wanted to be here. You just wanted to chill. Just wanted to party and be present. And that's what we need. That's what the body needs. And that's what our health needs. So anyway, we're going over. But anyway, stay tuned here for some Sky Bar. Should be some great music happening. And please stay tuned throughout all the week at WMFO. What a beautiful station this is, and beautiful place to be, and a beautiful place to be able to express. I'm so grateful. So let's continue with some Chuck Berry. Here is Vacation Time, because we know we want some vacation time, and summer is right around the corner. I mean, vacation can happen any day. But anyways, love you so much. Have a beautiful rest of your night. Mwah!
Picnics, beaches, and ballrooms. Just me and my honey bun. Homework, they shout, it's over and out. Vacation's just begun. Far from the city, beneath the shade tree, we'll spread a basket for two. Then we'll discuss the future for us, and I'll whisper love words to you. Just can't wait for the swimming day to see your new bathing suit. It must be a gas, 'cause the one you had last, gee, was it cute. So we will dance and bypass romance. Right now they say we're too young, but I shall marry you, my love, as soon as you reach 21.
Light division.